MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Xcel Energy reminding customers that cold weather can often lead to higher energy bills as area residents use more electricity to warm their homes and businesses. Customers who are concerned they might fall behind in payments are encouraged to apply for energy assistance or establish pay arrangements. The company's automated phone system offers pay arrangement options that allow customers to divide their balance into installments to be paid over time. Xcel Energy can also connect customers with community resources that will assist them in making billing payments. A Dexter man who threw a bag of methamphetamine into the face of a Roswell Police Department officer during a 2021 traffic stop will serve 18 months on probation. 44-year-old Salvador Fuentes receiving the 18-month suspended prison sentence ordered to pay a $5,000 fine on one count of battery upon a peace officer at a hearing in Roswell. New Mexico 5th Judicial District judge handed down that sentence after Fuentes changed his initial not guilty plea on the battery charge to one of no contest. In accordance with the agreement, prosecutors dismissed two additional counts against Fuentes, one for possession of a controlled substance, the other for tampering with evidence. And the Vines and the Pines Wine Festival is going to be held at the Rue del Sol Convention Center. Great opportunity to indulge in some New Mexico wine tasting while enjoying local arts, crafts, food, boutique vendors, and local brews available for those who aren't wine drinkers. Again, Vines and the Pines Wine Festival, Rue del Sol Convention Center. The dates, February 17th and 18th. It'll be noon to 6. If you'd like more information, you can contact the Rio Doso Valley Chamber of Commerce. And that's your news. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.